Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Father, we are so grateful for all that you've done in the past for us as a church, as families, as individuals. We can all testify to your faithfulness. Now, we look into the future. We know you've already gone ahead of us, but you're calling us to be bold in our vision. You're calling us to live with a strong conviction in you. You're calling us to be people of courageous action that are going to leave a mark for you in our generation. Now, as we turn to your word, I pray that you build us up to be bold, strong, and courageous. Receive the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says, amen and amen. Shall we also give a big clap to the teams that are serving us today? Come and give them a good clap, as well as our teams online and on air. Our theme is bold, strong, and courageous. From Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, as God called Joshua to step up and take leadership of the nation of Israel after Moses had died, and his assignment was to lead them across the Jordan into the promised land. And he called him to be bold, strong, and courageous. He said to him, "Have I not commanded you? Be bold, be strong." Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land, and we've been walking through the book of Joshua to understand what God is calling us to be. These three attitudes: bold vision, strong conviction, courageous action. How do we walk that way every day? God has brought us as the Wetoto family a mighty long way. There's so much He has ahead of us. God is calling us to step into it with a bold vision, strong conviction, and courageous action. Last week we were at Joshua chapter 7, and we learned that the sin of one man, Achan, affected the entire nation of Israel. It derailed them. They lost the battle to Ai. We learned that no sin is hidden from God. We also understood that sin leads to destruction. But praise God, we also learned that God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our unrighteousness when we repent of it. Today I want you to turn to Joshua chapter 23 and chapter 24. We are going to wrap up our time in the book of Joshua. We want to bring it to an end, this journey that we've been on, understanding, learning lessons, so that God can bring about for us as a church, for you as an individual, for you as a family, what God has laid ahead of you. But as we get ready to go to Joshua 23 and 24, you may be saying, "But Pastor, you've left out a lot of stuff there." Well, let me just give you a snapshot of what happens between chapter 8 and chapter 22. In chapter 8, God turns around the defeat to Ai and He gives Israel victory. Achan's sin has been dealt with. God gives them a unique strategy. And He teaches us a key lesson here, that our God is a redeemer who turns our story around when we come back to Him. In Joshua chapter 9, the Gibeonites deceived Joshua that there were people from a far distant place. They came to him. They submitted themselves to him as people who were looking for help. Joshua didn't inquire of the Lord. He didn't talk to the Lord. Instead, he simply received them and afforded them help. Later on, he finds out that these are the Gibeonites, one of their enemies. But because he's made an oath, he cannot go back on his word. But he reduced them to a place of servants. They were serving among the people of Israel. Teaches us a key lesson. Never make any decision in your life without seeking the wisdom of God. In chapter 10, God performed a miracle in response to Joshua's bold prayer to make the sun stand still until victory over the Amorites had been achieved. It teaches us a big lesson. We must ask God boldly with faith. In chapters 11 and 12, the Bible gives us this narrative of how God continued to give Joshua victory over the kings of the people that were still in the land that God wanted them to possess. It reminds us that the God that we serve is so faithful, and He will fulfill every promise He has made. If you believe it, say amen. Now, from chapters 13 all the way to 22, we see Joshua fulfilling an assignment of a word that God had given to Moses in Numbers chapter 34 about how the land would be split between the different tribes. 2.5 tribes would be to the east, and the other 9.5 tribes would be to the west of the Jordan. And Joshua did exactly as the Lord had commanded Moses. Teaches us a big lesson. We must follow every instruction of the Lord if we are going to prosper. So as we wrap it up, let us go to Joshua chapter 23 and 24. And there's two key lessons that we are going to pick up from Joshua's farewell speech to the nation of Israel. Of course, at this time, Joshua is a very old man. He's getting ready to send people to the land that has been allotted to them. But he has two big thoughts he wants to leave with them. And I want us to capture those two thoughts today. Joshua chapter 23, let's read from verse 1 to 5. After a long time had passed and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, "I'm very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nations that remain, the nations I conquered, between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord your God himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land as the Lord your God promised you." That portion of scripture has this big idea that I want us to capture today. There is more. I want you to turn to your brother, your sister sitting next to you and tell them there is more. Come and encourage your brother next to your sister. Tell him God's not done. Come on, shout it out. There is more. Joshua here reminds the Israelites of God's promise to give them full possession of the territory that he had promised to their ancestor Abraham. Yes, not all the territory had been captured. There were still inhabitants in the land. There were still battles to fight. There was still more ground to take. But he reminds them that God is faithful and he will give them the land that he swore to their ancestors. Listen, Watoto family. As we continue to pursue God's vision for this church, there is more. God has so much more ahead of us. Yes, 40 years of God's faithfulness, but God is just getting started. God is not done with us. God has been setting the ground. He's been putting in place the foundations for an even greater story that he wants to write in our generation. For us as the Watoto family, listen, there is still many more people out there that are far from Jesus. God wants us to reach them with the gospel. God wants us to plant more campuses so that we can reach new communities and cities with the love of Jesus. There's still so many vulnerable women and children who get up in the night and they cry, "Oh God, why me?" They're asking for help. God wants you and I, Watoto family, to be the hand of hope for them in Jesus' name. God wants us to be the voice for those who cannot speak on behalf of themselves. God wants us to go out and stand up justice on behalf of those who are suffering injustice. There is so many people in need of God's help. There is so many people that God wants us to disciple, to raise to be godly transformational leaders, people who are full of the culture and character of Christ so that they can go to the places and spaces where God has called them so that they may bring healing and transformation. There is still so many people to disciple. There is still so much for us to steward, resources, partnerships that God wants to bring so that we can write an even greater story. God wants us to accomplish more in our day. There is more. God's not done with us yet. But I want you to know, Atoto family, God's not done with you and your family. There is so much more that God has in store. It doesn't matter how much you've messed up. It doesn't matter how badly you have failed. It doesn't matter the things you've started and they seem to be going nowhere. I want you to know that God has an amazing plan for you, and there is so much that God has in store for you. I want you to know that God has so much in store for your career. God has so much in store for your business and for your vocation. God has so much in store for the gifts and abilities that are on the inside of you. God wants to bring them to the fore so that you can make your mark on this generation for Jesus Christ. God has so much more when it comes to the quality of relationships in your family. Yes, you've written off some parts of your family. Others you don't even know. Others you don't talk to. God has work to do in your family, and you're to be His man and woman bringing healing right there. God has so much more He wants to do with the dreams in your heart. God has so much more that He wants to provide for you and your family so that you can fulfill His good purpose and plan for you. God still wants to build you up so that you can bring heaven on earth. And here's the good news. The Lord is our endless source. He never runs dry. Amen. Trust Him with all of your heart. And a little later in the service, we're going to take time to bring those things before God. You alone know the things that God has laid in your heart. We're going to pray and we're going to ask God, You who is the God of so much more, may You bring it to pass in Jesus' name. He is faithful and He will. The second portion of scripture I want us to read is in Joshua chapter 24, from verse 14 to 15. Let's go to Joshua 24. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This portion of scripture leads us to our second and our final point today. Be faithful to the Lord. Joshua is coming to the end of his life. Joshua said to them, I am going the way of the earth. In other words, he was going to breathe his last very soon. But he leaves them with this charge and with this call. He says, be faithful to the Lord. Watoto family, in the very same way, be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. He starts by giving them a history lesson in how God had been faithful all the way from Abraham through Isaac, Esau, and Jacob. He highlighted how God delivered them from Egypt and led them to the promised land by His power, providing cities they did not build and giving them vineyards they did not plant. Joshua challenged the people to be faithful to the Lord and turn away from worshiping other gods. And he started as a leader by making a public commitment on behalf of his family. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now in his charge to the nation of Israel, he is reiterating sentiments from Joshua chapter 23, because there are some things he said to help them understand this call to be faithful to the Lord. I want us to go back to Joshua 23. We're going to read from verse 6 to 8 and verse 12 to 13. Joshua said to them, be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses without turning aside to the right or to the left. This is the same exact call that God gave him in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 to 9. He's coming to the end of his life. He has walked faithfully with God. And he's now calling the nation of Israel to do the very same. He says to them, do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them. But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. Go down to verse 12. But if you turn away and ally yourselves with the survivors of these nations that remain among you, and if you intermarry with them and associate with them, then you may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your backs and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. What sort of family? Hear me. Just as a nation of Israel listened to Jacob on that day. Hear me. Be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn away from the worship of other gods. Turn away from the worship of the gods of our ancestors. Turn away from witchcraft. Be faithful to the Lord. Turn away from sinful ways. The idolatry of sex. The idolatry of money, masturbation, pornography, lesbianism, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, greed, materialism, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, gossip, slander, disunity, alcoholism, drug and substance abuse, laziness, pride, arrogance, envy, impatience, mediocrity, bribery, corruption. Turn away from sin, because sin will destroy God's purpose and plan for our lives. Be faithful to the Lord. Spend time in the Word. Read it. Memorize it. Obey it. Spend time in prayer. Seek the Lord like your life depends on it. Walk with the Holy Spirit. Develop a relationship with Him. Follow His leading. Follow His guiding. Allow Holy Spirit to shape you into a fully devoted lover and follower of Jesus. Be faithful to Him. Why? He is a rewarder of those who faithfully seek Him. Why? Why? Why should we be faithful to the Lord? In Joshua chapter 23, go down to verse 14 to 16. Joshua said to the Israelites, you know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. But just as all the good things the Lord your God has promised you have come to you, so He will bring on you all the evil things He has threatened until the Lord your God has destroyed you from this good land He has given you. If you violate the covenant of the Lord your God, which He commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, the Lord's anger will burn against you and you will quickly perish from the good land He has given you. But all the family, be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faithfulness to the Lord is predicated on His faithfulness to do what He has said He will do. There is no shadow of turning in our God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a son of man that He should lie. Has He spoken and not fulfilled? Our God is faithful. What other family? Let's be faithful to the Lord our God. Our faithfulness, yes, must be inspired by God's faithfulness. But secondly, our faithfulness to God must be inspired by the truth that if we are unfaithful to God, He will punish our unfaithfulness and we will completely miss out on what the Lord has for us. To the children of Israel, in the book of Deuteronomy, through the servant Moses, He spoke to them and He said, listen, I have placed before you blessings and curses, life and death. Choose life. Make a choice. Cross the line. Lay down your life. Fully surrender yourself to God. Choose life. Choose God. Choose His ways. Choose His word. Choose His standards, and you'll be blessed in the land that the Lord is giving you. Oh, When Joshua challenged the nation of Israel, they all responded and they said, far be it from us that we are not faithful to our God. May that be our story in Jesus' name. We're coming to the end of the book of Joshua. And if there is two principles that capture the heart of this book, of a people who are standing at in the fulfillment of the promise God made, it is these two principles. One, there is more. God's not done, friends. He's only getting started. But do you know what we need? We need to be faithful to the Lord. For those who are faithful to the Lord, to them will He prove Himself faithful. May you be faithful and may you live to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, in Jesus' name. Father, we want to thank you so much for your word. We hear your voice. We hear your call to us so clearly this morning. There is more. There is more that you want to accomplish, God. You're looking for a generation that will be bold, strong, and courageous. You're saying to us, there is more. We must believe. Like you say to Abraham, we must see as far as our eyes can see. We must imagine the future with your leading. You're calling us to walk by faith, not by sight, because there is so much more ahead. But you're calling us not just to walk by faith, but you're calling us to be faithful. Lord, help us to be faithful, because what we want is that you bring about for us what you have promised us. Help us. Help us, Lord. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you're in this place, or you're joining us online and on air. And when it comes to you and the Lord, you feel so far from God. Your life is not right with God. There is sin in your life. You have no relationship with God. I want you to know this morning that God loves you. Sin separates us from God, but God, in His great love for us, sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross so that the punishment, our punishment for sin, could be laid on Jesus so that you and I can be spared that punishment. And today there is an invitation from the Father in heaven saying, would you turn away from your sin? Would you surrender your life to my Son Jesus Christ? Your sin will be forgiven. I will give you a brand new life. I will give you eternal life. Turn away from your sin. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You'll be born again, a child of God, living a brand new life in Jesus. And this is not available to just a few people. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, surrender your life to Jesus. He loves you. He died to save you. He is alive and well today to make you a child of God. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, here in person, you say, Jesus, that's me. I need your forgiveness. I want to surrender my life to you. Here's what I would like you to do. Just lift up your hand wherever you are. You're not lifting it to me, you're lifting it to Jesus. You're saying, Jesus, here I am. Save me. Save me, Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Make me a child of God. Just lift up your hand. He will save you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my brother. God richly bless you. Just lift up your hand real high to Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Jesus loves you. Lift up your hand right where you are this morning. You're lifting it to Jesus. He's the only one who saves. Would you surrender your heart to Jesus? you're joining us online, you say, Jesus, that's me. I surrender my life to you. Here's what I want you to do. Lift up an emoji of a hand in the comment section right now and type it right there. I give my life to Jesus. On air, in that room, Jesus is right there. Just lift up your hand to him. He will save you today. Lift up your hand and say, Jesus, here's my heart. Here's my life. Save me. Change me. Do it right now. Jesus loves you. You're in this place. Say, Jesus, I want to recommit my life to you. I'd lost my way. I'd gone back to my sinful ways. But enough is enough. I'm coming back to you, Jesus. You want to recommit your life to Jesus? Do it right now. Would you lift up your hand to the Lord? He loves you. He will never push you away. He will save you today. Just recommit your life to him and say, Lord, I'm coming back to you. Lift up your hand real high to him. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. It doesn't matter what people think. What matters is that the Lord Jesus loves you and he will save you today. Lift up your hand to him. Say, Lord, I recommit my life to you. Here in person, would you do it? The Lord loves you. Online, lift up an emoji of a hand and type it. I recommit my life to Jesus. This is the best decision you'll ever make. Do it right now. The Lord loves you. On air, in that room, you recognize that you need to recommit your life to Jesus. You need to come back to him. Do it right now. Would you lift up your hand? Would you lift up your hand to Jesus? Say, Jesus, I recommit my life to you. This is the very last call. Here in person, online, on air, saying, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Thank you, sir. God richly bless you. Would you lift up your hand to Jesus? Surrender your life to him. He came to save you. Lift up your hand. You're recommitting your life to him. Would you lift up your hand? Lift up your hand. Thank you for lifting up your hand. Thank you right over there, my sister. God richly bless you. Now you've lifted up your hand. Here's what I would like you to do. Would you pray this prayer after me? Mean every word you're saying from the bottom of your heart. Because as you pray this prayer, you're making a personal commitment of faith to Jesus Christ. For total family, let's all pray together and encourage our friends making this commitment. Everyone as loud as we can, praying, Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. I recognize that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, you are the only Savior. Today, I am asking you to forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Give me a brand new life. Jesus, I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And from this day, I believe that I'm born again, that I'm a child of God. I will live for you and I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, come on, everybody says amen. Shall we clap our hands and celebrate every miracle of salvation in Jesus' name?
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey!